Whisper, a Town Square Media station. Stand by for Wyoming Hooking and Hunting Outdoors with your host, Drew Kirby.
Yee-haw! Okay, okay.
Holy cow.
May I have your attention, please?
Hey, this is Luke Holmes.
I am Morgan Wallen.
I'm Riley Green.
I'm Travis Denning.
Hey, I'm Aaron Lewis.
Hey, it's Luke Bryan.
I'm Tim McGraw.
What's up? This is Ian Munsey.
Hi, this is Craig Moore.
And you're listening to
Wyoming Hooking and Hunting Outdoors. My Country 95.5.
Welcome in again on this fantastic day. We appreciate you tuning in. We appreciate you asking all your questions and reaching out to us. And we're getting messages all in the My Country 95.5 app. Make sure if you have a question for Wyoming Game and Fish Department that you go ask us and go, just go there and click on the chat feature, and that will come right in to us here in the studio, and we can get that to whoever you need answered. We've got a big show. We're going to talk deadlines. The next couple of days are big deadlines if you're non-resident or if you're looking to get in on that super tag. We'll talk to Game and Fish about that. We've had questions about mountain lions up on Casper Mountain. We talked to Jim Crowley, my old good friend, about how to start an outdoor show if you're looking to do some video or TV stuff. And, of course, Brian from Rocky Mountain Discount Sports is the big hog derby is coming up. He's got all the equipment you'll need and the tickets. You can stop in and see him there on CY Avenue here in Casper. We'll get to all of that today. Let's get started on the show.
Wyoming Hooking and Hunting Outdoors.
Anything goes, extra fun. Woo!
My Country 95.5. Wyoming Hooking and Hunting Outdoors on My Country 95.5.
Back into the show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Of course, we always are on demand 24/7 at the My Country 95.5 mobile app. You can get there. You can listen to the show, listen to all the episodes. And all the information that we give you is all stored right there. So if you missed anything or any parts of it or you want to hear it again, it's there for you. Game and Fish, always a big part of this show because one of the goals is to try to make things as clear as possible when it comes to any of the issues you may have. And that's why we bring in Game and Fish. And Janet is with us each and every week to shed some light on some of these clear as mud restrictions and ideas that go on here. And Janet, we're kind of a couple of weeks ago, we talked about a couple of deadlines, and that deadline is here.
Yes, Drew. Can you believe how fast time is moving? Nothing is creeping these days. January 31st is right around the corner. In fact, I think it's tomorrow. So we need to make sure that people are aware non-resident elk applications are due. If you are hunting a limited quota spring turkey license, wild turkey licenses, you need to apply for that by the 31st. And also that this year we have changed the deadline for the super tag application. So keep in mind those three pretty big events are coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, and we had talked about the super tag not long ago where this is one of those opportunities that may be a once-in-a-lifetime thing that really enhances and increases your chances of drawing one of those tags that you've been waiting for forever. But can people still get in before the deadline is over to try to make this happen?
Absolutely. You have until midnight on January 31st to purchase as many tickets as you want through the Super Tag, which for those of you that maybe aren't as familiar, you can get online and find that information, but puts you in for a bighorn sheep, a moose, an elk, a mountain goat, wild bison, deer, antelope, mountain lion, gray wolf, and black bear. You have the opportunity to put in for each of those by buying a raffle ticket or the trifecta, which can be three licenses from any of those that I just mentioned. And so tickets, if you purchase, let's just say you want to purchase for the bighorn sheep drawing, are $10. But if you want to do the trifecta, it's $30. And the great thing that we're talking about increased odds this year, Drew, is the application period is drastically reduced because the deadline used to be in the summer and now it is at the end of January.
So that really cuts down the time that other people can get in and steal your thunder.
Exactly. Usually the big time that we have a lot of folks putting in for the super tag is when we have those licenses that are applied from January through May. And so we just want people to know that this year when you go in and think that you might be purchasing some super tag tickets for this fall, you won't be. You'll be purchasing them for the next year. So.
All right. So you can always get that information over at the website, the wgfd.yo.gov. Brian Olson with us as well. And Brian, you and I have talked about the resident, non-resident stipulations. Now, if someone's not going to be a resident of Wyoming by the end of May, they need to get in on this deadline, which is coming up tomorrow.
Yes, they do. So it is actually your resident at the time of application. So when you're applying for that, that is the date that we would use, that you would use for your residency status. So if you have not become a resident until February, you're going to have to wait and maybe get a chance in the leftover drawing in June and July, or you'll have to wait a whole nother year to be the resident and get in the draw the following year. So
if you're looking at a fall hunt this year and you want to get in on that, you definitely need to get in by the deadline.
That's exactly right. And sometimes that's confusing to folks in the sense that other agencies may operate a different way than Wyoming does. And so we just want to make folks aware of that. And also if you hunt with family members that are from outside of the state, that those folks need to be putting in now, and you can put in at a later time or you can put in now as well. But we just want to remind folks that that is earlier than some of the other deadlines, and, you know, tomorrow's it.
One of the touchy subjects for Wyomingites and non-residents coming here to hunt are preference points, and we're going to cover preference points in detail. But, Brian, you have to make sure that you are covered when it comes to preference points when you get those big game license.
Most certainly. I mean, that'll automatically be taken into context when you actually apply, Drew. So if they apply for a certain hunt area, if they have preference points, their first choice on that application will be, and they actually get that license, that will take away their preference points. So it'll automatically have those involved in the drawing process. If you do have preference points, your first choice will actually include your preference points. So if you do not draw and you actually put in for a second area and you draw that, that does not take away your preference points. The only time your preference points are taken away from you is if you draw on your first choice.
Janet, you were mentioning turkey hunting. That's coming up on us as well.
That is right. And, you know, turkey hunting is a big thing in Wyoming. A lot of people like to head to the Black Hills as well as the Laramie Range just right around here. And so people need to be aware if they need to apply for both resident or non-resident spring turkey licenses.
And I'd like to point out that you're not allowed to draw a tag for turkey and then hunt in the middle of Casper.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, that can be. We do have a lot of nuisance turkeys right around here, but in city limits, that could be a little bit dangerous.
Yeah, you probably don't want to do that. Now, if you're going online to do your last-minute resident or non-resident licenses, how quickly does this process pan out? I mean, is this something you can wait until 11:59:59 and still make it?
Well, that's a great question because it really depends on your internet access a lot of times. But you can imagine, like most things in life, people wait till the very last minute. It's just a suggestion to get on there as early as possible. But if you end up being up against that deadline, like say, as long as you're in the system, before midnight, they'll continue through. But if you lose internet connection in between that time, after you've gone over 12 o'clock, it's not going to work out. So, make sure you get out and, get on that, website sooner than later. If you need help, Monday is, our offices are open on Monday. You can always call us and we can help you go through the process. If you haven't applied on our site before and you need some help, and they're on the last day, the offices are open till 5 o'clock and we'd be glad to help you out so we can make sure you get those applications filled out before that deadline.
All right. Well, don't miss out on any of these deadlines. And, whew, man, that's a lot of information. But if you're going to go and want to hunt this year, you got to get her done. Janet, Brian, thank you guys.
Thanks, Drew.
Thank you.
Listening to Wyoming Hooking and Hunting Outdoors, My Country 95.5.
Every week we take your questions. If you have a question, go to the My Country 95.5 app and submit it in that way. Or you can call us, you can hit us up, or you can go directly to Game and Fish. Janet and Brian, I had a question from Aaliyah. Aaliyah says she was up on Casper Mountain and thought she saw a mountain lion running off. She was by herself, but usually she has her kids with her. And when this happened, it made her think about what she would do in a situation if they were confronted with a mountain lion. And what's the best way that to handle this? Because we do have them here on Casper Mountain.
We do, Drew. And this is a conversation that we can have not only today, but we can have many times, because it is something that people need to think about. And it's not something that people need to be afraid of. This isn't, you know, I've lived in Wyoming my entire life and spent probably the majority of it outside. And I've only ever seen one, not in a game and fish situation. And so it's one of those things that it's pretty rare to see them. They're also, specifically mountain lions are more nocturnal. So you're likely to kind of see them really, really early in the morning or late at night and night. And so, you know, if you do see one in the middle of the day, it does maybe, give you a reason to pause. And, you know, one of the things that we always say is don't hike alone. So you can look at your buddy and say, what in the world was that? Was that a house cat? Was that a Walmart bag? Or was that a mountain lion? And, you know, sometimes it can be a little bit challenging. We always joke about, you know, gosh, do we think it's a Walmart bag or do we think it's a mountain lion? But it is important to make sure that you, know what you're looking at and can prepare yourself. So don't hike alone. Keep your kids close to you. You know, it's not something that you need to be afraid of, like I said, but it is also something to keep in mind. Keep them close by. You have an eye on them. You know what's going down and you can see if they might be in trouble.
Yeah. And I think the other thing is, you know, lions are around Casper and other parts of the state. So any place where there's, you know, the food that they're after, which is usually deer, there's an opportunity that lions could be there. So it isn't like it's a new thing. They've been here a very long time, and, you should never, it's a wild animal, dear. We've talked about this before. Don't approach the lion. I mean, that's extremely important. You need to stay calm and not run off. I mean, predator prey instinct, you know, if you run off, their instinct is to come after you.
Chase you.
So that's one thing, is to stay calm and go down that road. And like, say, make yourself, if it comes to a point where they're not running away, when you are standing there talking, you can speak loudly, raise your arms, yell at them, tell them to go away. I mean, like say, if you have other people in your group, somebody's waving, somebody's picking up a rock or something like that, and they're throwing at them to show that, you know, that you're a threat. So if you kind of think of what a mountain lion does, all by itself, it's, after prey that they're chasing, type of thing. They're not after prey that stands their ground, if that makes sense. So stand your ground and, be prepared. Like I say, if a lion does attack you, you should fight back. I mean, it's extremely, extremely rare that a lion would attack a person. But if a lion does attack you, you need to fight back. Whatever you need to do to get that lion off of you, that's what you need to do. You're not curling up in a ball or anything like that. You're actually fighting back.
And those are all interesting scenarios, because with every large animal, wild animal, there's a whole different way you need to go about defending yourself or not. But when it comes to mountain lions, don't run. Back out if you're a little worried. Slowly get out and then start making a heck of a lot of noise.
That's right. Fight back. And, you know, we do, just like you said, we always tell the joke of, you know, if you encounter a bear, just make sure you can run faster than who you're with. But that is not the case with the mountain lion. So, and really those are just jokes that people tell. And we really do need to take this stuff seriously and not so serious that you're afraid to go outside, but serious enough that you, you know, take a moment to pause and say, how would I make myself look bigger? How would I fight back? Okay, I can do that. And on you go.
Yeah, don't. I mean, it's a wild animal, and like say in Casper, at certain times of year, we have mountain lions, if we have black bears. So it's good to be aware if you're hiking on the mountain or even close to the mountain. There's other animals out there too. So pepper spray is another thing to have with you also, which would work on just about any animal that is aggressive towards you, not only a wild animal, but even, you know, a dog or something like that. So if you're by yourself and you're concerned, you know, bringing pepper spray with you is a good item to have along with you so you can protect yourself.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. And if you have a question, you can hit us up on the app or you can get in contact with Game and Fish. They are full of knowledge and will help you out anyway. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Drew.
It's Wyoming Hooking and Hunting Outdoors on My Country 95.5.
Rocky Mountain Discount Sports, my favorite place in Casper. What about you? If you haven't been in here for a while, you need to get in here and check it out. There's lots of great stuff on the shelves and coming in daily with Brian Woodward. Brian, things are really starting to loosen up on a lot of the products you've been waiting for here in the store.
Yeah, actually starting to see some little more ammo. A lot of firearms that have been on back order are starting to come in. We just got done reviewing all the SHOT Show guns that they announced last week in Vegas, and gotten orders placed for those. So if you saw one that thought you might like, you know, let me know and we'll get one on order for you. But those usually take some time to get in. But yeah, we're starting to see some product, and with ice fishing kind of wrapping up here the last probably 30 days or so, we're still hanging in there.
It's really kind of spooky to think that time is moving so fast. I can remember us talking about, well, in a couple of months we'll have ice fishing going. Now we've got about a month left.
Yeah, you know, a couple of the big derbies have already taken place. Ocean Lake, Boysen was last weekend. This next weekend we've got the Hog Derby up at Pathfinder. I noticed a flyer the other day that there's a tournament up at Lake DeSmit up by Sheridan, Buffalo area. So, yeah, there's still quite a bit going on, and ice conditions right now I think are holding out okay. So,
Hopefully we can keep some cold temperatures in the area. And speaking of cold temperatures, a lot of cold weather gear here in the store that, it's going to get cold eventually and be cold.
Yeah, and it's going to be wet and sloppy snow here coming up. So that's a really good time to make sure that you got a good set of boots. And we got another good shipment of bogs in. So those rubber boots that, up to minus 40 for cold is definitely a staple to be in your back pocket. So
we talked a couple of weeks ago that the boot situation may become a problem in the next year or so. So coming in and buying a new pair of boots would be a good idea now.
Yeah, they're really struggling with a lot of their leather products that are coming from out of the country. And a lot of companies are scaling back on the number of SKUs that they're providing or even making available for us. But just the availability of them for this next year, this next hunting season, is going to be really tough.
Come on in here and check it out. Now, you did mention the Hog Derby is coming up next weekend, and obviously the place to go to get all your stuff. You can get it as you're leaving town. Come in here and get your ticket and even get your gear.
Yeah, we've got the tickets, and again, they've revamped that. So they have a youth ticket and an adult ticket. We're sitting great on minnows, tip-ups, all the stuff that you need for out there. And from what I'm hearing, the guys are catching some fish. So,
yeah, I have seen a lot of pictures running around Facebook of, four or five holes being active right around each other. So,
yeah, guys getting a good workout, sliding to their tip-ups, trying to catch that fish.
Get out here, check it out at Rocky Mountain Discount Sports. And, Brian, as always, it's good to talk with you. And we did mention a couple of weeks ago that the Walleye's banquet is coming up in May.
Yep.
April.
April, yeah. North Platte Walleye's All-You-Can-Eat Walleye Banquet. It's their annual fundraiser. That's coming up on April 9th. Have some tickets here, sponsor tables, and just regular tables. So come look me up if you've got an interest in those. And, yeah, that's a great event, so.
It's coming up very soon. It'll be here before you know it. Get out here and check it out. Rocky Mountain Discount Sports, CY Avenue in Casper. Baby!
It's Wyoming Hooking and Hunting Outdoors on My Country 95.5.
Well, it's been a couple of months since we have reached out and talked to our old buddy Jim Crowley, but we're taking a few minutes this week because things have really been busy for you, Jim, for the last month. I know you've been putting together a lot of deals and getting things ready to get on Wired to Fish, and you're there now.
Yeah, we're there. It's I think on the East Coast, I think on the West Coast, I think you can see our show at 10 p.m. Monday through Friday. And they're still working on some time slots for the Midwest. But Pacific time, I think we're on it at 10 p.m. Monday to Friday. This is weird having a time slot and not being anywhere close to where it's been on. So I'm still learning all this, but it's pretty exciting. It's going to be a really good 2022. There's so much stuff happening. It literally we're taking one day at a time because things seem to be changing in a good way.
So explain a little bit about Wired to Fish. You were just telling me a little while ago that right now it's a pretty big streaming platform for fishing, all fishing.
Right. And so most people who fish know about the Wired to Fish platform. It's the largest platform for information on fishing that there is. Nothing, in my opinion, is even close. Well, there's a branch off of that called Wired to Fish TV. And so what that's going to be by the end of 2022 is it will be the largest 24/7 all streaming platform for fishing shows that there is.
Wow.
Right now you can find us on just some to think about. You can find us on Plex. You can find us on Distro. There's like six or seven others. And then LG is the next one, I think, that is going to be signed on, to this platform. And so, my show is an all original show to it. It's the only show out there, that I've been told that has actually not only me fishing, but also making the lures that I catch fish with, tweaking other lures and doing some rod building on the show in conjunction with fishing techniques. So that was one of the reasons they wanted the show. And it's been a pretty neat dynamic so far. Because we're doing freshwater fishing and ice fishing. I think next month I'm going to Florida to film for Exotics, which is like peacock bass and some other stuff. So we're going to show how to build rods for that and all kinds of. So it's everything is. I just turned 55, and I literally feel like I'm 25 years old. It's brought a whole new level of excitement, and because I'm the only guy out there doing a show like this, and so I'm really pretty excited about it.
Of course, Jim Crowley from Jim Crowley Outdoors. You and I have been buddies for I really lost count of the amount of years. It's somewhere near like 12, 13, 14 years, something like that.
We've been on two different radio type format shows together. We had one for nine years.
9 years, yeah.
It's always been a lot of fun.
Jim, one thing I want to give people a little peek at is there are, especially in Wyoming, many opportunities for hunting, fishing all over the state. And there's so many novice people that men and women that want to do these shows. What advice would you give someone trying to get in and start a show?
You know, it's that's a great question because I was just talking to a young angler. I did a seminar in Morris, Illinois this past weekend, and I told him, don't ever worry about doing the right thing as long as you're doing the right thing. And that was the best piece of advice I could give him, and he kind of just shook his head, and he said, I get it. I said, do everything with honesty, do everything with integrity. You'll never have to look over your shoulder, and you'll never have to second guess yourself. I think I really do believe in when the opportunity is there, you know, because people say, well, did you get lucky? Luck always plays a little bit involved at certain times, but I always like to tell people that when you get lucky when you put yourself in a position to be lucky. There's no substitute for hard work. There's no substitute for honesty or integrity, like I mentioned before. And if you want to do something, do it the best you possibly can. And especially when you first get doing it, I've never done any of this for money. I did it to make a living, and I make a living at it now. But I've been with companies for a long period of time. And there probably was some opportunities early on where I could have switched companies for more money. I didn't do that. I wanted to go with the companies that stuck with me first. And now the older I get, the more that's paid off.
Jim Crowley Outdoors is where you can go find him, his website, all of his social media, and then Wired to Fish TV, 10 o'clock on Western, on the Pacific time. So that's 9 o'clock here, I suppose.
Yeah, probably. I'll take your word for it. I've actually had a chart up here about time zones because it's gotten so crazy. And I go, all that does confuse me anymore. So, by my good friend, I will take your word for it.
All right. Well, Jim, it's always a great time to talk with you. You have so much stuff going on. It's so good to see you busy and, you know, in your retirement days, working harder than you did when you worked.
And having a heck of a lot more fun. I can tell you. I can tell you that, you know. So, no, I appreciate it, man. As always, this is a great format because it's great to see you. Always great to talk to you, and God bless you and all your listeners. I always appreciate the opportunity to talk to a good friend.
Jimmy, you too, man, and good luck with this new adventure. There we go, another show in the books. We appreciate you for tuning in and listening and asking your questions. If you have any questions, if you have questions you want to ask Jim Crowley about how to get started with a hunting show, let us know at the My Country 95.5 app. Just click on chat with us. That message will come right to me. You can get that in there. Maybe you have a question for Game and Fish. No matter what the question is, there's no such thing as a stupid question. They're welcome to answer all of your questions. They welcome them all. Make sure you do that. And again, you can do that at the My Country 95.5 app. Just click on chat and you can send that in. Thanks again for tuning in to Wyoming Hooking and Hunting Outdoors.
Wyoming Hooking and Hunting Outdoors. My Country 95.5.